Weary from making their way down the California coast, many travelers stop a bit in the San Francisco Bay Area to enjoy the bustling environment, enjoy some good food, and meet up with similar-minded folk. The Bay Area certainly has a way of attracting people, but in this case, we're talking about birds. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. San Francisco Bay has been designated an important bird area for global significance by Audubon, California. It received this high designation because it hosts well over a million birds annually, many of which are threatened or endangered species. This special designation is a complicated way of saying the bay, its shallow waters, salt marshes, and surrounding uplands is of huge importance for birds, particularly during winter, when migrating birds arrive to spend the season feeding and enjoying the milder weather, and perhaps meeting that certain special someone they'll breed with come spring. Right now, the bay is full of birds that for the most part began arriving in great numbers early November. Most will stick around through mid to late March before heading off to their breeding grounds. One common diving duck you're likely to see around the bay is the greater scaup. The males stand out with their whitish body, black head, and bright blue bill. These ducks enjoy the rich selection of sea lettuce and mollusks, including clams, mussels, and snails found on the bay bottom. Another common diving duck you might see is the ruddy duck, a small stocky bird with a long spiky tail that sticks up when it's swimming. Spied floating in large rafts of birds throughout much of the bay are the grebes. Grebes typically have longer necks than ducks and shorter, more pointed bills that are excellent for catching small fish. Grebes are excellent swimmers and will frequently dive to catch a fish and then pop back up to the surface a few yards away. In Richardson Bay, we mostly see western grebes, which have longish yellow beak and long necks that are white in front and black in back. Mixing in with the western grebes are the occasional Clark's grebe that have a little more white mixed in on their bodies. Horned and eared grebes also swim these waters, and you can recognize them for their shorter necks and greater mixtures of colors. Of course, if you spend any time looking at birds on the bay, you'll see a lot more than this group of usual suspects. Keep an eye out for the American coot, great egret, surf scoter, double-breasted cormorant, and fresh off the endangered species list, the marvelous brown pelican. That's it for Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. You can catch us on the air at the top of every hour, Thursdays on 1610 AM in Southern Marin and countywide at 4 p.m. on Cable Channel 26. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.